Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Scoop. I'm Caroline Caruso.
I'm Erica.
I'm Athena.
And I'm Harley.
We all just came back from spring break, so as we're settling in, this episode, we really just wanted to talk about all things spring. So, does anyone want to start us off?
Recently, we all went out and we got sushi together. We've been talking about that for so long, but just finally happened, too. After everything's kind of dying down, kind of picking up in like all different kind of ways, like testing's definitely going to pick up soon, but like workload's kind of getting smaller, all that kind of stuff. So we finally got a chance to do that. That was fun. What were your thoughts on the restaurant?
It was really good. I love sushi. Good prices.
Harley and I went a lot last year, and so we already knew the place, but we were since last year, we were talking to Athena and Erica. We're like, we all need to go to Sushi Shack.
No, for real. It's this place. It's not super expensive, but it's not like super, like, it's not like bad, like, gas station
sushi. It's like hole in the wall kind of place. Yeah. Like, it looks like a actual shack when you are on the outside of it. When you go inside, they're so nice. You get your free miso soup, salad bar, whole thing. So it was really fun. And yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
It was so nice. It was our first time, like, hanging out, all four of us.
Yeah, like, outside of school.
That wasn't, like, four wingspan.
Yeah.
No, we had thought about goat yoga for so long, but goat yoga is expensive. Yeah, I'll tell you that. Expensive.
Yeah. Okay, so goat yoga, if y'all haven't heard of what it is, basically, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it's, like, it started in Dallas, but it's this kind of...
It started in Dallas?
I think so, yeah. It started in Dallas, but... I think they have like different Frisco locations and everything. But basically you're sitting in on a class and they'll have goats around the area and they will step on your back or like they'll jump up. I know that sounds very violent, but it's really fun. So they'll get like, they'll have trainers walking around and they'll have food. And so it's just fun with goats. So we were going to do that. We need to do that at some point. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Maybe when it's not as, like, popular or something.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So that was, we did sushi at the beginning of spring break. So did y'all do anything else fun for spring break?
I went down to Austin for a couple days. So, like, my dad really likes biking. And so we found out there's this opportunity. And I really like watching, like, F1s, so, like, racing and stuff. And there's, like, an F1 track down in Austin. So me and my dad decided to... There's like this event where you could bike around the track. So we decided to do that together. And it's just really fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But there was this one hill right at the beginning. It was like 100+ feet, like just straight up. I almost died. I was like, Dad, I can't do this. And my dad is like, he cycles like all the time. He cycled like 5,000 miles last year. So he like went right up and was completely fine. I was like the whole time. But yeah, it was really fun. What about you guys?
Kind of just hung out around the house. I had some family stuff over spring break, so it was kind of just relaxing. It was nice. I usually have so much going on over spring break, so I honestly almost didn't know what to do with myself, but it was really nice. I needed it. I don't ever have time to just like sit and do whatever.
It must have been like we switched because I was so busy over spring break. I was like driving from Dallas to Fort Worth almost every single day. So put a lot of miles in my car. Parents aren't too happy about that. That's okay. So I did a lot of driving. Oh, I tried this coffee shop down in Dallas. It's called La La Land. Have y'all heard of it?
I actually went there over spring break too.
Did you go to La La?
Really good.
Oh, they have so many. They're opening more locations now in Dallas. It's so aesthetic. You walk in and everything is yellow.
Yeah.
And then the cups. The
people are so nice too.
Yes. They like hire workers that are angels. They just are so sweet. And the cups have like little hearts on them. Yeah. Of course, it's overpriced. I think I paid like over $8 for it.
No, their drinks are so good though. Coffee. Like I had like a lavender matcha when I went there.
Yes. Yes. It's like if you think lattes, but dessert coffee almost because it's so sweet. I think I had like their upside down latte and it tasted like a s'more or like a marshmallow. It was so good. So I went to Lala. I went to a couple other places in Dallas and Erica, what'd you do for spring break?
Like Harley, I had a lot of time to like relax, which I think is really nice. Like I like feeling like, okay, sometimes I just don't do anything, but I like feeling that I don't like have to do anything. So that was really nice. And I also went to like a birthday party and we did an escape room. And that was really fun.
So. I love escape rooms. I haven't done one in like forever. I did once so, and it was like in a kitchen.
They're so fun. Yeah,
they're so stressful though.
Yeah, they are stressful.
I feel like it really shows when you're in an escape room, it really kind of shows what personality each person in the group has. Yeah. It pops out under stress.
Because I went with my friends and we did like this jailhouse one, so you have to like split up in two groups because you're in like different cells like at the start, so you have to break out of the cell and right. then like break out of the room, and it's just like crazy. Really stressful.
That sounds it was so really crazy fun. That's so fun. I was gonna say I did a kitchen one, and I remember like I was trying to figure out everything, and my mom's like, calm down. I did it with my parents, which was the worst thing to do because it's like under stress. Did not go well. But
well, keeping on trend with spring and all the spring stuff that happens, we're starting all of our spring stuff. We're kind of wrapping up the year
right.
and all that kind of stuff. We're out of time today, but we'll have to update you guys on all that kind of spring stuff going on yes. moving forward.
Absolutely.
Talk your ears off. But.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.